drink, because the little one is a disciple. Amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. The Gospel of the Lord. Whenever this gospel passage comes up, I always smile when I pray with it, because my first thought is always back when I was a high school teacher chaplain at Regis High School. And at that time, there was a very popular pop music song called Grenade. And it's, oh, it's your typical lovesick, I'm gonna catch a grenade for you, take a bullet to the brain for you. And oh my gosh, the teenage girls would swoon, and oh my goodness, how dreamy for a guy to do that. And I remember I preached a homily once, you know, when I was your age, that song might have, like, I might have thought that was a pretty darn neat song. Oh yeah, I would, if I had a girlfriend and I was a priest, of course I would catch a grenade. But after 22 years of priesthood, I, no disrespect to Bruno Mars, but I'm tempted to write him a letter saying, you know, you really should rewrite that song to say, I'll clean the poopy diaper for you. I'll take out the trash for you. I'll wake up at 3 a.m. when the baby cries so you can sleep for you. And when I said that, the high school kids were like, what? We don't get it, Father. The grenade. I say this because this gospel, I think, at first can jar us of, hey, if you love human relations in your life more than me, you're not worthy of me. Whoa, okay. Then what do I do, Lord? And at the end of the gospel, he lays it out. Whoever receives me, says Jesus, receives the one who sent me. Hearkening to our first reading of the prophet and a family who made a home for him. Hospitality. The simple act of welcoming somebody into your home. Even though I'm very comfortable with people, I and what they call a recharger introvert. Father, you're not an introvert. Oh, yes, I am. I love all y'all. I love being around people. But there's that wall, and that's, I need to become a monk for a little bit. I need to find a monastery, whether it's in the woods, whether it's with my camera, you know, that is, you know, wildlife photography. And sometimes when brother priests just call me, hey, I'm in town this weekend, can I stay at your house? I'm so tempted to say, no. But I know as a brother priest, I'm called to hospitality. I'm called to welcome my brother priest in. Come on over. And in typical introvert fashion, once they leave, I'm like, okay, thank goodness they're gone. But that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. It was actually kind of nice. Simple things. Whoever gives a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he surely will not lose his reward. Sometimes it's the simple gifts of life that mean the most to us. I love getting birthday cards. And for all of you who have sent me a birthday card, thank you. For those of you who haven't, don't feel guilty. I'm not trying to guilt you into stuffing my mailbox. But similar to how I love the fridge art that the kids make for me during Mass, there's one friend of mine that I always look forward to her card the most. And it's not necessarily because of, you know, the friendship that I share with her. But she never lost the little kid in her. And every year, She makes me a hand-drawn card for my birthday with a little thank you, Father, for helping me out. You know, when you were a priest to me at UW-Stout, you helped me through some things that I never could have faced alone. And she'll have the corniest little pictures on the outside with a corny little happy birthday on the inside. And the corny image I remember 3 years ago, it's of the card she's made me. It's my favorite one. It was a drawing of a gourd, you know, the awkward vegetable. And I opened it up and I read it, and the message was, "Oh my gourd, it's your birthday." And I was just like, she knows my cheesy sense of humor. How many of you know that, and don't get me wrong, a blingy gift, is it a drippy gift? I don't know, I'm not cool anymore. A flashy gift is nice to receive. But sometimes it's the simplest of gifts that mean the most. I gave the staff and my mother and father rosaries made by the kids from the orphanage that we just got back from. And once they knew it was from the orphanage, oh, there was an immediate connection that was different. One of the quote-unquote cheaper gifts I've ever given in monetary terms, but the meaning of it was like that cold water. We celebrate extraordinary saints, and well we should, but we also need to be careful to not reduce sanctity to simply the extraordinary. The extraordinary saint also did ordinary things in a saintly way. It reminds me of Thérèse of Lisieux and Mother Teresa of Calcutta's little way, of doing little things with much love. Like I shared with you last week, the beauty of the kids at CASA, these kids who some of them literally lived in dumpsters, thrown out by their families. They're sitting next to this American quote-unquote missionary from St. Olaf who can barely speak their language, and the kid sees one of our participants choking up. And what does the kid do, Teresa? Just holds you and grabs the hand. And we all feel ministered in those moments. It's the simple things that the Holy Spirit can speak profoundly through. When was the last time you simply called somebody that maybe they're a parishioner, maybe they're not, to simply express your deep appreciation for your friendship and faith with them? When's the last time you did a simple act of charity for a friend of yours who's struggling? I am going to toot my horn just a little bit. Many of you know Father Dine, grew up in Eau Claire. He's not doing well. His Parkinson's disease has really gripped him hard. He's taken disability as a priest. And as you can imagine, for him as still a young man, to not being able to be functioning as a priest anymore is very hard for him. And so I was at Priest Unity Days the last couple days, and I didn't see him around. All right, where's Bill? And I asked some of the guys, where's Bill? And there was kind of this frustration I was feeling of like, it was like, well, I don't know. He's our brother, darn it. So I went up to his room, to third floor. Bill, and he was sitting in his chair. Hey, James, nice to see you. Bill, we're having dinner. That's nice. You're gonna come and join us. Oh, okay. So I helped Bill get down, and rolled him up into his chair and kind of forced the guys to talk with him. And there was that moment of both gratitude and frustration where I'm like, guys, this is our brother. Take care of him. It doesn't take much. Tell him about your parish. Tell him some stupid jokes that we always tell each other that you all never laugh at. Just do what priests do, you know? When's the last time we've done those simple things for each other? So this week I encourage you, live a life of ordinary holiness this week. Live a life of doing little things with much love. Reach out to the friend you have in faith, simply to thank them for being a friend. Maybe you know somebody who's going through what Father Dine's going through. Check in on them. Just see how they're doing. Pray with them. Heck, maybe even make a homemade card. Oh my Gord, I haven't seen you forever. There you go. Make sure you draw a gourd on the front, otherwise it's not going to have the same impact. Practice ordinary sanctity this week. Offer those in need a cold cup of water because they love Christ, and find the peace that comes when Christ, through those simple, ordinary acts, loves you in return.